5 o'clock. Bills to be heard are House Bill 76, House Bill 77, and House Bill 245.
Representative Ulmer?
Very brief at ease.
House then at ease. The House come back to order. Under Standing Committee or Special Committee announcements, Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Finance Committee meeting will be tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.
And it will be House Bill 76, House Bill 77, House Bill 194, House Bill 245, and Senate Bill 98.
Okay. Any further committee announcements, Representative Donnelly?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Oh, my microphone's working again. Judiciary tried to reassemble at 7 o'clock tonight and continue work on matters that were scheduled on the calendar for today that we didn't get to this afternoon.
Any further committee announcements? Representative Brown?
Thank you. The House Finance Subcommittee on House Bill 79, which is the mental health lands issue, is going to meet at 8:30 in the morning. We were going to meet now, but we don't have the draft and it's running late, so I think we'll just do it at 8:30 in the finance room.
Okay. Any special committee announcements? Any general announcements? Representative Ulmer?
Thank you. This is just a reminder that there will be a majority caucus tomorrow at 5. Thank you.
Okay. Any further general? Representative Lincoln?
Under general for my flood watch. I just would like to report that on the Yukon River, the flood warnings for, and this is as of this afternoon, the flood warning for Holy Cross and Anvik due to downstream jams, which caused minor flooding in both locations. The flood watches for Grayling and Russian Mission remain in effect. On the Chena, Salcha, and Chattanooga basins, the water levels remain high, but a slow, steady decline is expected over the next few days. The Kuskokwim, the water levels remain high in the lower river, but the river is largely ice-free and the flooding potential has been reduced to moderate. The Koyukuk, the flood warnings for Alakakit and Hughes was canceled Sunday, but the runways at both communities still have water on them. In the Kobuk, the flood warning for Kobuk and Shungnak were in effect through the weekend and will continue through today. Friday, the Kobuk reported water beneath all homes. Water covered the runways and taxiways. An aircraft was made available to evacuate the elders and children, but the residents declined. Sunday's water levels reportedly dropped 2 feet, but 2 feet of water remained in the town. The shallow flooding occurred in the lower parts of Shungnak. And the last 72 hours, they're continuing to do aerial surveillance and community contacts. Today, they're conducting pre-visit meetings with the federal PDA teams, and they are starting to do the surveillance and community contacts with the federal PDA teams in Fairbanks, McGrath, Red Devil, and Aniette. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any further announcements? Special orders, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Speaker. Moving to ask unanimous consent, we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.